You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She doesn't want us to use her name. Jeremy came up with the name Ursula. I like that. That's really
good. Is that
the
bad guy in Little Mermaid? The bad lady, Ursula? Now I feel bad.
That's all right.
It's all right. We'll just roll with it.
She says, hey, hello, boys. She does the Z, so she got on the air.
Hey.
Hello, boys. I'd love your opinion about my living situation. I was in a relationship with a guy for almost 3 years, and for the last 2 years, we've lived together. We broke up for good a month ago, but I haven't moved out yet, and I'm not sure I will. He says he's totally okay if I stay there. I have my own room and bathroom. And financially, it really makes a lot of sense. If I moved out, it would definitely cost me more. I'm wondering what you guys, since you are guys, would think about dating someone who not only lived with another guy, but lived with an ex. Would it bother you? Would you not date someone in that situation? Can you do a five calls says it all? Thanks so much. I love your show!
Thank you, Ursula.
You're a sweetheart. So that's pretty cut and dry.
That's deep, though, man. This is quite a decision here. I mean, I can't be mad at the whole financial aspect. I'm a big proponent of financial independence and being smart with your finances.
Saving your money.
And if you're rooming with somebody, you're going to have to break a lease or something, I would imagine. So there's a hit there. And she's able to save a ton of money. So I can't be mad at that situation.
Yeah, but I want you
to... But on the other hand...
I want you to put yourself into the shoes of the guy who's going to try to date her.
Sure, that's going to be difficult.
And
extremely
she's like,
difficult.
Let's go back to my place. Hopefully my ex-lover won't be in the kitchen when we get there.
Right, because that's going to make things weird. It's funny because it's not going to be difficult for me to put myself in that guy's shoes that you were just talking about, because I was in that position about 17 years ago when I started dating Knick Knack, because she was living with a guy and they were renting an apartment, and Nicole and I hit it off, and you know, things happened, and she broke up with her boyfriend but still had to live at the apartment because of breaking that lease. It was going to be thousands of dollars to break that lease.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get out of it. He wasn't going to sign any paperwork to let her out of it either, because he was bitter and mad, as he should be. And it was very, very difficult during that time to date her.
Yeah.
Because one, yeah, you can't go back to, you know, her place or whatever and hang out. But then when you're not together and you know that she's living there, the mind games with that, you know, what are they doing?
Sure.
Are they getting back together? Are they talking? Is he trying to woo her back? You know, it was a hard time, man. It's really hard. So I've
given this a lot of thought.
Have you?
I keep waffling. I go back and forth and back and forth. I kind of keep landing on this thing. How does she truly move on if she sees her ex-lover every day, multiple times, and there will be plenty of times when it's just in the evening and they're sitting there together, mm-hmm, watching TV. I know it's expensive to break a lease, and I know it's financial, but what's more important, getting on with your life?
Right.
Or worrying
saving
about
a couple bucks.
Or if it costs it, maybe you do some sort of payment plan.
I'm wondering how long. She didn't really say how long she was going to try to stick this out, did she?
Nuh-uh.
I mean, who knows? It could be like a 6-month thing. It could be a year.
Yeah.
It would be hard to date that person. I'm trying to think back with Knick Knack. I think it only lasted 3 months or something like that. But it was hard.
So I get the financial thing, but I just don't know if your soul is going to take a hit.
You're going to be pulled emotionally in a lot of different directions, I think.
This is why.
I don't know, but it's thousands of dollars potentially.
Kids, this is why.
You don't move in
these kind of situations until you are,
you know,
you're kind of locked. Or you move in a situation that won't burden you financially if it breaks apart.
Correct.
I mean, you got to plan for that.
Correct. So I don't know.
She said five calls says it all. What's your guess on the five calls? What are they going to say? Stay or move out?
I'm going to say stay.
I'm going to say they're going to vote majority to move out.
Get out of there. Okay.
Christina, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it would be okay. I mean, as long as they're not, like, together, it wouldn't be that awkward, I don't think.
I think it makes it more awkward.
It's extremely awkward.
I think it's more awkward if they're not together than if they were together.
Yes, because can you imagine, like, passing each other in the kitchen or, you know,
hands
it's just...
accidentally touch
right.
at the sink.
It's probably very cold in there, you know? It's like there's not a lot of talking. It would be very awkward.
I don't know.
A lot of tension.
I feel like it has a tendency to maybe go the other direction.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to hint
at?
Yeah. Like, what? Go ahead.
Sorry, it's so expensive to live out on your own. So I mean, if she needs to do that to make or to save up money, then
Christina, I get the financial aspect of it. You're right about that. I'm glad you called. Have a fun day. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. I'm so excited. It's my first time chatting with you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for calling.
Where have you been?
We've been waiting.
I've been listening.
Well,
but
thank
I haven't
you.
Called in.
What do you think about Ursula's situation?
Okay, so I actually have been in this exact situation just recently. In December, my boyfriend and I have almost 5 years broke up, and it was we had only been living together. Like, we just made the decision to do that just this past year. And so I had about 5 months left on my lease, and I didn't want to take that financial burden on, and I said, I'd rather just stick it out. I'm a graduate student, and your girl does not have time to look for a new place and figure out moving and everything. And so I just stuck it out, and it was fine. It was tense, but we respected each other's boundaries, and you know, we worked with each other on that. There were good times and there were bad times. That being said, I don't think that Ursula should be seeing anyone, because while she's in that house, even if she doesn't see the boyfriend, the ex, she's not going to move on. Just knowing that he's around, maybe running into each other, she's not going to move on.
And that new guy that she'd bring home, man, that would be awkward for him. I wouldn't want to put somebody in that position, you know?
Yeah,
hey, Jamie, exactly. With you and your boyfriend, was it a mutual breakup, or was one of you, did one of you break up with the other?
No, I was totally blindsided.
Oh. Huh. See, that's got to be hard, too, when you're still in love.
In a way, it's kind of funny. He's like, breaks up with you, and you're like, all right, but I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
You're not getting rid of me.
Exactly.
I'm leaving, and then he walks to his room.
Yeah, and I mean, it worked out, but, like, honestly, I think that she should just be single for a little bit, because she should take some time to herself. And inevitably, I mean, there's all kinds of mixed emotions in that house. The vibes, you know, it's just, she's going to be really confused. Both of them will be confused.
Yep.
So, well, we got to run, Jay.
Yeah, we got to bounce.
We got to run, but thank you so much for finally calling, and I hope you now call often, all right?
You're a rock star.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Here's GLORIA.
Yeah.
Hello, Gloria.
Hello.
What do you think about this?
I think that she needs to go, because it could be very, very uncomfortable for everyone who is dating her. The last thing you want to deal with is with an ex, and especially if the ex still lives with her.
I don't know. I mean, the new guy might like this situation. How many people are over there?
Gloria, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
You don't know.
That's the first vote that says move on.
Move on. All right.
That's one. Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What do you say?
Good morning, boys. I think it's time to go. I was in this position maybe a little over a year ago. And for your mental health and just your overall well-being, you have to just go. It's not healthy to stay in that situation, and it makes it very difficult to move on, not just for yourself, but for them, too.
This is why I bounce back and forth, because I definitely, that's the point I was trying to make, is that mentally, you'll never be able to move on. But then, what was it Jamie was saying, just don't move on, don't date. And I do believe that after you've been in a long relationship, you need a little bit of time just on your own. Don't just immediately jump back into something.
But who knows, in 2 weeks, she could meet a guy that's like her dream guy.
Right.
And then what does she do?
Yeah, there's that.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
but you do want to take the time for yourself. But, like, that means being by yourself without them in your state.
That's a good
point.
That
is it, too,
That's a really good point. Lisa, have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys too.
Bye. Jeez,
that's a good point. Dude, it's 2-2. Five calls says it all. That means
tiebreaker here.
Tiebreaker is Bob. We get a dude's opinion.
Bobby.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, my. Give me the weapon there, huh?
Yeah, you're the tiebreaker.
It's a lot of pressure.
So what are you going to tell Ursula?
How long have they been broken up first?
Let me see. I think it's pretty recent.
It sounds pretty fresh.
She was with the guy for almost 3 years. For the last two, they lived together. Oh, she says here, we broke up for good a month ago. So they broke up a month ago.
It's fresh.
Oh, my, that could change things a lot in anybody's mind.
I need a vote for you quickly.
I was sitting there thinking that she should stay.
Stay. Okay, your phone is really crapping out on us a lot.
Thanks, Bob, for bringing it home.
Thank you. His phone is just
breaking up. It's real bad.
But he said stay.
Stay. Save your money.
So you were right. The majority of people said stick around.
I think if we did this longer, the majority would say you got to go.
Really?
This is going to be bad for your head. But as of right now, five calls. Stick it out.
Ursula, you asked. Our callers, by a vote of 3-2, said hang out.
Hang out.